listen, if you have the point, like the realization, you're like, okay, this specific thing is not helping me. But then you don't do anything about it, or you don't do anything for yourself. Like, you're literally just doing yourself a disservice.
Welcome to the Social Ray Podcast, where we highlight inspiring entrepreneurs and social media influencers who've used social media successfully to build their business and follow their passions. Discover the mindsets, strategies, and advice that will help you take your business to the next level. Now, here's your host, Raymond On.
Hey guys, what's up? In this interview, I talk to my friend Shane, who is an 18-year-old entrepreneur, and he basically built his business starting at 15 when he started putting out YouTube videos teaching people how to make sound. And now he does sound engineering and sells his sounds to people full-time. And, you know, he started at the age of 15 when he put out YouTube videos, and, you know, people were making fun of him in high school, telling him his videos were stupid and he sounded funny or he looked funny, but, you know, he didn't care about what people thought. He just went ahead with his passion, with what he loved to do, because that was really his passion, to, you know, share with people how to make sounds. And now he's turned that into a six-figure business at 18 years old, and now he's only continuing to grow. And so he's far ahead of most people his age because he chose to believe in himself and put himself out there no matter what people told him, right? And so hope you guys are really encouraged by Shane's story. You could check him out on YouTube as Rock and Power Sound or Instagram as Shane Gregor, and it's also in the show notes, so you could check him out there. Also, I'm going to have my own membership group on Facebook where, you know, I teach people social media. I introduce them to influencers and entrepreneurship, kind of keep you up to date with what I'm doing as well. And you can also sign up for my emails. You can find that in the show notes as well. Send me an Instagram DM on ray.onahn if you want to be a part of it, or just send me or sign up for my emails and I'll give you more information for that. So thanks guys for listening. Hope you guys enjoyed this interview with Shane, and hope you guys just, you know, take action on everything you hear. So hey Shane, welcome to the interview. I want to just give a quick background of who you are to my audience. So, you know, you're 18 years old right now, but you started at 15 into your journey of entrepreneurship and what you do is sound engineering. And you have your own business and company that you founded and have built it from nothing to a six-figure business now. And so kind of want you to give a background of yourself, like where you grew up and kind of your journey into what you're doing today.
Hey, for sure. Thank you, Ray. You know, first things first, it's an honor to be on the Social Ray podcast. And, you know, starting out, I grew up in literally the middle of nowhere. It's just a small town, just covered by trees and houses. That's it. There's no stores. And in a small town in Connecticut. And basically, growing up, you know, there's nothing like really business oriented. I don't know. I always just kind of had a passion for business. So basically, I was also like a creator, and all school I was making YouTube videos, but middle school is when I found like my passion for making music. So basically I translated my passion for creation into music, and I started making like EDM and like dubstep and stuff, 'cause that's when dubstep was like really, really popular. So, yeah, I was kind of like a dubstep producer then. And then it must've been my freshman year of high school was when I started what's now the brand called Rocket Parrot Sound, but it wasn't called that then. And it wasn't a business just yet. Basically what happened was I was on YouTube and I would look up tutorials on how to make sounds, and people, tons of people, hundreds of people were already making tutorials. And so I was like, huh, I got pretty good at this sound design thing. So I was like, why don't I go ahead and try making my own tutorials? Now, at first, the tutorials were absolute garbage. You know, they weren't very good. And none of my tutorials that I had back then are even on the channel. They're not even in private. They just don't exist anymore because that's how bad they were. But basically, the point was, you know, I started out making the tutorials. And now, at the point I'm at right now, I basically have been able to turn that into my company. So I started off with the tutorials, and I basically started selling the sounds separate from what I was making in the videos. I would give them out for free, the tutorial videos. And then from there on my website, I would have a different set of sounds that are a lot more higher quality that people can go ahead and purchase if they want to take their sound design to, kind of aware of the story, just in a little nutshell, came from.
Yeah. So, you know, you said you started at 15 years old, and, you know, most kids at 15, they're, you know, they want to go play games or like kids need to play Fortnite or, you know, like something like that. Just like play games that are I know it's popular, but like kind of for you, what was going on in your mind at 15 years old that made you want to kind of just start your own business and start this kind of venture?
Yeah. So dude, I'm very thankful that my parents didn't actually have me raised like playing video games. It was just mainly like sports, and I loved to draw when I was younger. So like I said, I was always like a creator, and that just kind of gave me like a segue to kind of creating whatever the hell I wanted. So basically my whole idea then was I had all these crazy businesses ideas, and you know, I was just really, really interested in entrepreneurship. And then that kind of went away for a while. You know, I wasn't as focused because I started up the tutorial channel. And you know, tutorials are very easy. You just get like a screen recording software, and then you just record your voice like, hey guys, what's up? Today I'm going to show you how to do this. Some people don't even do like a voice. They open up like text edit, and then those are terrible. But basically, I started off and just recording myself, and progressively my tutorials got more and more goofier, and it got to the point where now I kind of mastered my niche and I'm like the number one channel, I think, for the kind of videos that I do for the synthesizer called Serum. We have around 50,000 subscribers at this point, and it's March. It's at the end of March basically. But yeah, that's kind of like the journey. And it just kind of all stemmed out of there. You know, I didn't intend for this to be like the company that it is right now, but it all started off with the tutorials, and I started off because it was a passion of mine and I wanted to give people value. And now it's just a company just run off of value. And that's why I think it's so successful right now.
Yeah. So, you know, you talked about how, you know, a lot of people, when they start off, they worry about the numbers, or they worry about, you know, is it going to succeed or not? But for you, you were just thinking of, I'm just going to provide value and it'll go where it goes, right? And then that was kind of your mindset?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was just one step at a time through the motions, you know?
Yeah, so like, you know, didn't you have times when you were like, oh, I don't know if this is getting anywhere, because I'm sure it took a lot of time to edit and, you know, record those videos. Like, did you ever have moments when you're like, I don't know if this will get to it or lead to anything, or if I'm just wasting my time, you know?
So believe it or not, I actually never had any of those kinds of experiences because, well, if I think back to my middle school years, just making YouTube videos and I had 200 subscribers on the channel for like the 3 years that I did it in middle school. And the whole time, dude, I just did it because I loved it. And that's basically where I am and I started from. You know, I just started doing because I loved it, and it didn't necessarily care about the numbers, although I really wanted to grow it. So I wasn't as much focused as, is this thing going to be for real? Because, you know, think about it. I was also 15. I was like a sophomore in high school. It doesn't necessarily matter if this thing, you know, makes it to be a super, super profitable company. All I was caring about is, hey, am I having fun? Do I enjoy doing this? And can I bring in a good audience from this as well and give people value? And, you know, I'm pretty happy because I've been successful at that so far, but I just want to be able to scale that up to the level that, you know, people like, hey, you have 40,000 followers on Instagram. Just want to be able to get like a really, really solid foundation across all my social media, because right now it's mainly focused on YouTube. Instagram's growing, but like I said, this is a very niche thing. So I'm really trying to get everyone that I can as possible.
And you know, everything you did was like self-taught, or did you go anywhere to learn anything, or did you just learn it all on your own?
So music wise, I learned just about, I'd say 90% of my sound design stuff that I actually show people how to do on my own. So I have like a completely unique understanding of it than everyone else, and that's why no other tutorial channel can ever like come close to mine right now. I mean, it sounds cocky, but I'm just like, I'm being serious. But as far as business wise, no, like I didn't learn anything on my own really. It was all from, you know, reading books. Like I got a book right here. It's not a business book, but it's Jordan Peterson's 12 Rules for Life. I don't know. Have you read it?
No, I haven't.
I started on the plane today, but it's a really good book so far. But the books that definitely helped me the most are, stuff like Sell or Be Sold by Grant Cardone. He basically teaches you everything you need to know about selling. Oh, How to Win Friends and Influence People. That's a fantastic book. It's a classic. You got to have that book.
Yeah.
But yeah, just some of the classics are really just like the most fundamental things you need to have in place for growing your business. But that's where I had that. And I also spent a good amount of cash on courses, and those really took my knowledge to the next level and basically put me in a position that I just kind of knew what I need to do to scale my company. Also mentors. I also have a couple mentors that teach me, take a look at everything. There's a difference between impersonal knowledge and personal knowledge. Personal knowledge, you have a one-on-one mentor, they can go ahead and look at what you're doing and see how that can get changed and see what can be improved upon, as opposed to if you have impersonal knowledge, like a course, you know, it's just different from knowledge. They're not looking at you. You don't have a direct impact from them. Instead, you have to retain what they already know from a pre-recorded piece of art, basically. Or not art, I don't know. you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, basically it is all self-taught because you didn't learn it in school. You basically went out on your own to educate yourself, right? Like reading those books.
That's a good point.
Right? No one told you to read those books. Your parents didn't say do this. So you just kind of said, you know, I'm going to go out and learn it myself. And so that is self-education, you know?
Yeah, you know what? Now that I think of it, you're right, bro. The reason I think of that is because a lot of the times, you know, in school, self-taught, I don't know, it's different nowadays. I'm just rambling about the school system. I don't want to get into that, but yeah.
You could, because you're not 15, you kind of started your own business. And did you end up going to, you know, traditional school route, or like what did you do?
I started off, you know, just going to a basic public high school, and then I transferred to a private school and then to another private school. Both of those private schools were completely garbage. So then I transferred back to a public school, and, basically I learned nothing about business. I learned nothing practical in all those years. And right now I'm a senior in high school, and I could officially say I literally learned nothing practical in all my high school career. So, you know, that's pretty interesting. I mean, maybe some algebra. I don't know when I'm going to use that though, but
your taxes.
I could hardly remember anything from my other years. So yeah, I grew up in doing, you know, the traditional school route. I think, what's it called? Homeschooling is a good move though. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I wouldn't be homeschooled though, because I've already been in the public school system. So I don't think I'm going to go to college. That's not really something that I'm interested in right now. Mm-hmm. Just because, you know, the business and everything and my previous experience with traditional school, haven't really learned much. And basically all the entrepreneurs I listen to warn against going to college. So yeah, there's that.
Yeah. And like, you know, you're very young, you know, you're only 18, and aren't a lot of your friends or the people you hang out with, like, isn't it kind of, you feel almost isolated or a little different, because, you know, I'm sure they're all going to go that traditional route, which isn't, yeah, I don't think college is bad. I finished college myself, but yeah. Just for you, it's like a different track. Like, so do you ever feel like kind of lonely, or, you know what I mean? Like just kind of like you're at such a young age, you know?
No, 100%. I get what you're saying. I actually, it's bizarre. A lot of my, actually, like I'd say 90% of my friends were the grade above, and they all graduated last year. So it's this year alone, I haven't had as many friends, but that's not even an issue, because I know, like what you were saying, do I feel isolated? Yeah, there's definitely an isolation. Everyone's going to college. Every single time I go to lunch, that's all they're talking about, what colleges they got accepted into, what colleges they didn't get accepted into, what ones they want to go to. I'm like, okay, I can't contribute to this conversation. But I mean, listen, I don't have anything against the people that go to college. You know, it's like 95% of Americans. So, but it's just not the route for me. And some people understand it, some people don't. I get a lot of shit for it, but I could care less, honestly. I'm doing what I love and it's working.
So, yeah. So what I kind of want to talk about is, like, you know, you, at a young age, you're incredibly self-aware to the point where you know what you want, you know, and a lot of people, you know, including myself, you know, struggle with knowing what they want. I remember, like, all throughout, you know, school until even during college, I had no idea what I wanted to do. I was a human bio major. I didn't know if, you know, going to the healthcare system was what I wanted. And so, you know, what allows you to be so self-aware, and what do you kind of recommend to others who, so they can be more self-aware of who they are and what they want, you know?
So for being self-aware, you know, I think there's, you kind of have to read. Okay. It sounds weird, but you know, that's kind of where I found out what I like to do. There's this book, Ty Lopez has it, I think, as the number one book. It's called Managing Oneself. And it's a really fantastic book. He talks about,
who's it by? Like,
it's okay. I can't remember off the top of my head, but yeah, it's just like 67 pages. It's a shorter book, and essentially talks about, you know, finding what your strengths are, working those strengths, and people say like you have to work on your weaknesses and stuff. If there's like a specific weakness that it's going to consume a lot of time and it's just inefficient of you to work on, just go ahead and hire someone to do that. I mean, it doesn't explicitly say hire someone, but it basically just talks about how you have to find your own path. And so that book really helped me. And I was able to learn what my strengths are. Like, my strengths are creation. Basically creation's not the biggest thing out of everything. I love creating. I love creating funnels. I love creating my every single tutorial that I put out. I just love making stuff. So, you know, you kind of have to find out what your passion is. And once you find what your passion is, which you can do it through a number of things, but reading is a really awesome tool for that. That once again, that book is Managing Oneself. I can't remember who it's by, but
okay.
Just building to your passion. And once you have that, you know, it doesn't even matter about anything else because you have your passion and you have like a purpose for your life. And honestly, everything just, you just become self-aware after that. You just want to keep improving yourself, improving upon the passion. And, you know, that's just the way it happened for me. And that's the advice I give to everyone else.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, like once you find what it is that you can contribute into the world, it's like, you know, you found that thing that fulfills you, that like helps people, right? That helps the world. And so that's my catch.
Yeah, 100%.
But so, you know, I want to ask, like, your parents, like, what did they think about everything you're doing? Like, just.
Yeah, my parents love it. They're supportive. They weren't necessarily supportive of the college, the whole thing about me not going to college and stuff at first. But, you know, once I started to be able to, you know, I understand too, by the way. I completely understand from any parent's perspective. You know, society just has this stigma against, like, people that don't go to college. Like, oh, they kind of lump everyone in the same category. Oh, he didn't go to college. I don't know what's going to happen to him. Stuff like that. But I basically want to show my parents that I don't really need the college. And I was able to do that, not only with my company's like numbers, but also with just like myself and, you know, the drive that I was able to develop throughout my years of high school. You know, it sounds just an example, man. Like, it sounds really, really weird because I don't know anyone else that's done this, but I would literally skip English class to go to the library and read. I mean, it just, that's really weird.
What English class did you skip? Why did you skip English class out of all the classes?
Oh, because English was the one class. Well, I don't want to say the one class, but the main class where I was just frustrated that I wasn't getting any value. I would just sit in the class and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I'm actually wasting my life listening to this lady speak about stuff that literally doesn't matter. We're talking about Shakespeare and stuff. It's like, okay, that's like, I don't know, entertainment. I don't know what the purpose of reading Shakespeare is, but we're talking about that. You know, one day we're talking about something else that doesn't matter. And I'm just like, okay, I had enough of this. Okay. This is supposed to be English class. Why can't we read a damn book that matters? So I took it and matters into my own hands. And I went to the, I just started skipping and going to the library and just reading books. And then the teacher would be like, well, where were you? I'm like, I was going to the bathroom. She's like, for that long? I'm like, taking a poop.
Every time? Every class?
What? Not every class. It would happen like maybe 3 times a week. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. I did it pretty often, but
Shane has a very unstable bladder. But, that's kind of what I want to talk about too, because it was same for me. I was in the healthcare field, and then it wasn't until that point of like you've had enough. You know, I went into grad school, and then I was studying and taking out loans to pay for this education that I wasn't even, you know, thinking, like I wasn't even enjoying, and I didn't really see myself, you know, doing this for the rest of my life. And so I was like, why am I, you know, just paying to study something that I'm not passionate about and that my heart's not even in? And, you know, if money's all that's in it for me, then I could do a ton of other things, you know? So
I agree.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was just like, it isn't until that point when you're like, I've had enough of how I've been living or how things have been, that you don't make a switch, you know, because so many people, and I'm sure there's tons of kids in your class who thought it was pointless, you know, what they're learning is pointless, but, you know, they didn't have that point of being like, I've had enough, and they didn't decide to do anything about it. So that's why they're just going to continue on that path of like, just doing whatever they're doing and not really even thinking about it, but just
following
the trend or whatever it is, you know? And
yeah, no, I agree with you. I think another piece of it is like the self-actualization, they literally know what they're doing is pointless in the school, and what they're learning about, you know, like they're never going to apply it. They talk about it like, what the hell is this for? But the thing is, they don't do anything with their time that shows that they actually care. Like they don't spend their time like building an empire. They just, you know, go ahead and waste their time playing video games, smoking weed all day. I don't even know, dude, whatever the hell they're doing. It's crazy. They don't do anything. So listen, if you have the point, like the realization, you're like, okay, this specific thing is not helping me. But then you don't do anything about it, or you don't do anything for yourself. Like, you're literally just doing yourself a disservice.
So, you know, I mean, like I said, I'm sure you have like a lot of your friends who are, you see them living that way. You see them not only taking action and they're just doing something they're not even passionate about. It's just like they're going through the motions. And have you ever had a time where you call them out on that, or like just kind of, or you just kind of just see them do it and just kind of leave them to do that because they don't, you know, have to take action or care about
it? Yeah, no, definitely. I'd say like 90% of high schoolers do just kind of spend their time doing things that don't matter. So it's, you know, it's pretty likely that my friends do it. So I try and like use myself as an example, like set an example and kind of show them what I do with my time and how I spend it to like do self-help and like actually improve myself. But, you know, you have to understand, not everyone's like geared the same way. Not everyone wants to do that. So instead, what I end up doing with a couple of my friends was I get them interested in entrepreneurship. So my two buddies, my two closest friends, I both got them interested in drop shipping a couple months ago. No, actually, it was in January, right? So my one friend started up his own little store, and you know, he ended up changing the store a bunch of times. But yeah, they both love it, dude. And you just gotta show them. Also, you got to show them what they want to achieve too, because I was like, dude, you know what? Someday we could all have our house in California together and we could all just have fun like all the time. And they're like, yeah, dude, we could totally do that. I'm like, yeah, but you guys have to get to work, because you can't make this thing happen out of nowhere. Yeah. So that's, you know, just setting the goal.
Yeah. Like everyone wants a dream, but they don't want to put in the work. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Like Ty Lopez says, he says, not everyone can have the good. Oh wait, he says everyone wants a good life, but not everyone can have the good life.
Ooh. Yeah. And so, what's missing in the gap?
I think it's a lot of get rich quick stuff, as well as people just not wanting to put in the time. They just laziness. That's it. It's a killer. It's so many people that I know. You know. I know a couple kids. There's a pyramid scheme going around Instagram. It's some Forex stuff, but I know a bunch of kids that are involved with it, and they're kind of like the kids that you know, weren't really doing anything with their lives. And then all of a sudden they get into like this Forex trading stuff and you're like, what the hell? So then they start reaching out to you, trying to recruit them to get, or recruit you to get under them and stuff. I'm like, whoa, all right. So I don't know. That's kind of where I see the gap, where it's just like the people that are just kind of like whatever, don't really care about what they're doing with their lives and just kind of living for the moment, kind of like the Epicurean lifestyle and mindset. And I think you just kind of have to do a paradigm shift if you're in that mode right now.
Okay. So like for you, you know, what drives you to pursue entrepreneurship, to pursue your business and, you know, to put in the work, you know, what drives you?
So actually a lot of things. At first it was proving the people wrong, cause I had a shit ton of haters at the one private school. When I started to, start things up, I didn't go around telling people stuff, but it just kind of like that I had a business. It just kind of like made its way around and I got so much hate and I was like, I really want to prove these people wrong. So
why were you getting hate in the first place? Like, why were they hating on that?
Well, for one, I don't really know any other kids that like started a business at our age. So it's kind of weird. I don't want to say like, I don't mean weird and like, oh, what a freak, start a business. That's what I mean. I mean, like, it's bizarre, I guess. And nobody kind of expected it. It's kind of like a more adult kind of thing to do. And everyone else, a bunch of the guys were like, you're such, this is never going to work. You're going to be homeless and shit. And I would be sitting at the lunch. They'd be like throwing food and stuff. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? And they would pull up my videos. And they would start laughing. And dude, I know, like, my videos are on purpose, dude. I make myself look like a, I'm like a goof, because how else are you going to make sound design entertaining? So I wear this funny little hat and then I just get super hyped up and I go out there. I'm like, yo, what's going on, guys? And dude, it's a ton of fun.
Yeah, I want to acknowledge you for that, because, you know, that's a very brave thing at 15. That's the age where you want to be accepted. That's where that's when you want to like fit in and be cool.
Yeah.
You know, but like, you're just like, you know, just screw all of that and just like, let me do me, you know, let me just,
I know,
do what I'm, you know, here to do. You know?
You're back to what you were saying, what you just said about the 15. That's when you're like, you kind of want to fit in. You want to be, you're afraid to kind of go against the grain. Yeah. That's like literally how I was. I was like literally terrified of anyone wanting, or if anyone found out about what I did, about making my tutorials and shit, I would like literally start shaking and stuff. I'd be like, fuck. And then all of a sudden, I told a couple kids and they started telling other people. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, wait a sec. Because before it wasn't like a business. It was like tutorials. And I was like making these weird tutorials on YouTube with like no purpose. I just had like a little store on the side. But then I started to take it seriously. And then I'm like, hold on a sec. One, why do I care what any of these people think about me? And then two, this is something that I love to do. And three, this is like awesome. I don't care if anyone else thinks that it's not awesome. I'm going to go ahead and kill it. And I love it. So I would just go around. People would be like, oh, this is you. I'm like, fuck yeah, it's me. I love this shit.
Yeah. You know, and that's like what I love, man. Like hearing people like own like who they are instead of being like, oh, because this guy or this girl said this, I'm not going to do it. It's like, yeah, why would you let what someone says, like, why would you like revolve your life around opinions that don't even matter, you know, at the end of the
day. Right. It's like, if you sacrifice what you do for like the approval of other people, the thing that you're supposed to be making the sacrifice. Oh, wait, never mind. I screwed up the quote and I'm not going to go back.
So wait, what were you going to say? What was it?
Yeah, no, the idea, I can't remember the quote, but I can tell you the idea, because it's like a really powerful thing. It's like basically when the thing you're supposed to be making sacrifices for, so like my business, I made a ton of sacrifices with Hank, hanging out with friends and stuff. I mean, I hang out with my friends a lot more now and I'm basically at a point where I can kind of do whatever I want with like lifestyle wise. But before that, you know, I had to make some sacrifices, right? So when you get to the point where the things that you're sacrificing for your business, but instead you start doing those other things, your business becomes a sacrifice to do the, to go do the other things that are kind of like more redundant and don't necessarily matter for your vision.
So yeah, so you're taking care of your business first.
Right, right. And like, if you're not, you're basically sacrificing your business or whatever your passion is for that time being.
Yeah. Well, until you have it running, and then you could like do whatever, right? Or after, not whatever, but have it set up. So
maybe.
Yeah. So I mean, like, kind of give us an idea of like how much work it took to kind of get to where you are today, you know?
Yeah, totally. It took, I don't even like calling it work because I like it. I enjoy it. That's why I continue to do it. It took some tedious stuff, but basically, people ask me how much time I spend per week, per day, stuff like that. I honestly don't know. It's kind of whatever needs to get done. I just get done. So normally it could take anywhere from, you know, maybe 1 hour of just like checking ads, making everything look good, record a video maybe, all the way to if it's a day before product launch, I'm working like maybe 10 hours that day, just to get everything set up and make sure everything's running. And that day we don't run into any problems. So building up from all those years, I also want to include all the times that I spent learning, because learning is like the number one thing. You cannot build your business if you're not analyzing your competitors, analyzing big companies, analyzing not small companies, smaller companies. Anyone that's kind of doing anything different but is doing everything right, go ahead and analyze them, see what they're doing, and then AKA funnel hack them, you know, just see what they're doing and reverse engineer it into your own company. Stuff like that.
So, you know, you said funnel hacking. You're at Funnel Hackers Live, which is, you know, the ClickFunnels.
Oh, yeah, 2018, baby.
Yeah, so for those who don't know, ClickFunnels, like, you can explain it, but, you know, funnel hacking, you just mean kind of reverse engineering how they got the customer, right?
Right. So it's literally just taking a look at other companies, other people, and then taking a look at their funnel. And, you know, I've actually bought my competitors' products. That way I could see what they're doing, you know, if they have email sequences lined up, what the hell they're doing that's getting the results that I'm not. So then when you have that power, you can, or that knowledge, you can just go ahead and put that into your own thing. And that's kind of what the whole idea behind funnel hacking is, literally just taking a look at other people, reverse engineering it, and then applying it to your own shit.
Awesome. And so yeah, man, that is like pretty advanced stuff. And then you're doing all this at 18, which is awesome. And, you know, kind of like, it's pretty cool. Like the way you're spending your time is you're like investing it in yourself. You know, you're not.
Thanks. You
know, like, I mean, I don't know how many 18-year-olds are at ClickFunnels Live right now, but just like the fact that you choose to spend your time there, you know, it shows a lot. You know?
I know. It's pretty awesome. It's honestly, I wouldn't have it any other way. Because it's like, once you get into it, you never get out of it. The whole, like, just wanting to get better at everything you do, that whole paradigm. And, you know, funnel hacking live, dude, like the whole thing, with, you know, getting here and stuff, like it would, you know, it's not cheap. It costs like maybe $3,000 to get here with a ticket, my hotel and everything. But people are like, why the hell would you spend that on an event? I'm like, dude, all right, listen up here. I'm going to learn so much that I can apply it. It doesn't even matter. Like, it's literally going to make me money. So that's another thing. People have to see the idea of like an investment versus something that just depreciates over time.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And so where do you want to go from here? Like what's, like, where do you see yourself, like, you know, 5-10 years? And like, what are your long-term goals for yourself?
Dude, like 5 or 10 years from now. So 5 years from now, I definitely see myself living in California. I don't know what. So I'm really, really big on hockey, and I love hockey. I'm a hockey goalie, and I don't necessarily know what I want to do with that just yet. I'm playing hockey next year, I'm moving out. I don't know where I'm going to be playing, but I'm going to be playing in this league called Juniors, which is like a pretty competitive league of hockey. And you know, I don't know. I don't know where I see myself with that just yet, because, you know, I still have to find out what I want to be doing. But what I do see myself is in California. And just working on my company, have a couple courses out. That's another thing. I've been working on a couple courses with a couple
courses for sound engineering.
I can't say anything about that just yet, okay. But I had a course that I'm working on right now with a couple guys on social media growth, and it's going to be pretty damn insane.
Awesome. But yeah, man, it's just awesome hearing, you know, stories of, you know, kids. I mean, not like at 18, and then, you know, I interviewed Vince, who's a killer at dropshipping, and so he's it's just very just inspiring, you know, to like see.
Oh, thank you. I mean, like, personally, what I think that I do, I love what I do, and I think it's really awesome. But then, you know, it's like you have to have some level of like humility. Like, I really don't think it's anything crazy, because I know so many kids that are absolutely killing it. Like, you know, Vince, for example, you know, he made like 500K in a month or something like that. Absurd.
Yeah. But it's like everyone has their own like gifts and talents.
Yeah. Right.
All that. So
everyone moves at their own pace. That's something you have to remember. You don't have to, don't look at what someone else has and be like, fuck, I want that. It's not me. Instead, you got to be like, okay, I got to trust the process. It will be part of me eventually, but we all have our own pace, and, you know, it doesn't necessarily matter. I got to enjoy this moment, see what I can do to, you know, just embrace it, and then just absolutely kill it with everything that I have already available to me.
Yeah, because I feel like, you know, once you start like comparing yourself and looking at other people, you start forgetting like what you're good at, like what you're talents are, and you try to do what someone else is doing, but that's not like,
right.
That might not be the best, you know, path for you, you know?
Yeah, definitely not.
So, yeah, man, like, we're all on our journey. Like, I'm still on my journey, you know, but hopefully this will like encourage whoever's listening, right, to know that, to not give up, right?
Oh, 100%. But, you know, just because we're going at our own paces doesn't mean you can just like slack off and just like waste your time. You know, that's a key point, though.
Yeah. So where can people find you?
People can – right now I'm really growing my personal Instagram. You can find me at Shane Gregoire on Instagram. It's S-H-A-N-E-G-R-E-G-O-I-R-E. Can you put it in, like, the show notes or something?
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. And anywhere else?
If you want to check out my business, you can go ahead and go to rocketpoweredsound.com. As well as you could look me up on YouTube, see my videos. We have around like 50,000 subscribers right now, which is pretty cool. You get
fun hacking. Is it Rocket Powered Sound?
Yes, Rocket Powered Sound.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. And you know, before we wrap up this interview, I ask the people I interview, like, if you could go back in time and talk to like your younger self. I mean, you're already young, but like just a time when you're,
No, I was just saying infant me, like,
yeah, when you're like 10. No, but like just like a time when, you know, things were difficult, or you're like lost or kind of looking for direction, you know, like, or maybe like even those friends you see, you know, just what would be like a word you would give to your younger self or someone who might have been in that situation?
Yeah, no, gotcha. I can't necessarily say that for myself. I mean, I've always been like creating, and like I said, my parents kind of grew me up where I didn't have the ability to necessarily like play video games very often, which I'm actually kind of thankful for, even though I hated it at the moment. But you know, I would necessarily wouldn't say something that has to do with like wasting your time. Instead, what I would say is, I wouldn't say anything. I would just hand them a couple books and say, listen, these books are going to make you a millionaire, and then read them.
So what would be like your top three books? You kind of shared, but like just your top three that you could like share.
Sure. So, you know, Sell or Be Sold is kind of, I think that's like definitely one of the most important things, because every single day we're selling something. It's, you know, it doesn't matter if you have a business or if you're a salesperson, or like if you just work at a shoe store or something, or if you work at McDonald's, dude, every single day we are selling something. So like, for example, if I have to go for a job interview, I have to go sell myself to that person and why I should have the job over everyone else. So it's, selling is like one of the most important skills that I think everyone should have. It's kind of bizarre how they don't teach it in school, even though it's like one of the most important things. Also, how to win friends and influence people. I learned a ton about interacting with people, handling issues, confronting people, stuff like that. And I think that's very important, because a lot of the times people handle situations incorrectly when they should handle them correctly. And that is just kind of a nice little guide on what to do and what not to do. And then number three, I think definitely managing oneself, you know, that just kind of puts into motion on strengths, weaknesses, what to build on. There's this thing called, it's something analysis, I forgot, where you're basically just looking at yourself, analyzing yourself, seeing where you fall short and what strengths you have. And, you know, that's just kind of like the driving force to your success. And also, I'm just going to throw in a little bonus, any of Russell Brunson's books. Those are fantastic.
Well, what's one of them?
Let's see. We got Expert Secrets. That one's a great one. Just like personal brand and stuff. Can't go wrong.
So cool. So the books were Sell or Be Sold, How to Win Friends and Influence People, and
Managing Oneself.
Well, yeah, Managing Oneself and
any of Russell Brunson's books.
Yeah, Russell Brunson, the CEO of ClickFunnels.
Oh, yeah. He's here right now in Orlando. I'll be seeing him tomorrow. Can't wait.
Nice. Awesome. Well, Shane, I want to thank you for taking the time to share, you know, your story and just your journey. And once again, you can follow him as, you know, I'm going to write your name because you have a long last name. And on Instagram and then on YouTube as Rocket Powered Sound, right?
Yeah, right. And it's Rocket Powered ED. I don't know. Some people think it's Rocket Power Sound. I'm like, no, it's Rocket Powered. Thanks a lot, Ray, for having me on, dude. It's a blast.
Yeah, man. Thanks, man. It was good having you on.
Oh, for sure, brother. Take care.
Hey, guys. So I hope you enjoyed this interview with Shane. Remember, you can connect with him on Instagram as Shane Gregor. The link is in my show notes. And you can connect with me as well as Ray.on. And, you know, if you want to learn more about entrepreneurship, social media, you can join my Facebook group. Sign up for my emails. The link is all in my show notes. And you guys can ask me questions there and interact with me personally. So, and once again, please leave a review of this podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and share with your friends and family who you think can benefit. And we'll see you guys on the next episode.